The United States of America is undoubtedly the world's greatest country, materially speaking. Third most populous country in the world, the third largest in size, but economically, militarily, culturally, it's by far the most powerful and influential country in the world in so many ways. But there are big, big problems also. Coming soon is the most critical presidential election in the history of the United States. So we're told. It seems they say that every time. Maybe it's true, because every time the world situation is worse than it was previously, and whoever's elected doesn't seem to be able to stop the world situation or the situation in America degrading in so many ways. The fact that already not once, but twice, there's been assassination attempts on one candidate means glaring security lapses, and it means that the whole situation is highly charged, full of hatred and bad feeling, and pretty suspicious also, twice. We can practically expect more ugliness in the days upcoming, before and after the election, maybe some big surprises. So who will win? We're told it will make a big difference, both to America's internal affairs and world affairs. Both are a big, big mess. My field isn't politics, obviously. My field is chanting Hare Krishna and spreading the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. I'm no expert by any means in politics, and I don't think anyone can fully understand all the complexities involved. Even the politicians themselves and even big scholars. It's so complicated. It's hard to manage even a small family, what to speak of a major superpower, 350 million people. The population is rapidly increasing every single day. But I can tell you who will be in power next. And the answer is, it will be the same as who's in power now. Now, I'm not talking about the deep state, some sinister figures behind the scenes who manipulate and control. Deeper than the deep state is an even more clandestine power who manipulates and controls the US government and the deep state and everyone in America, controlling the world since time immemorial. This isn't a wild conspiracy theory about aliens controlling us or any such thing. I speak on the authority of Bhagavad Gita, the immortal spiritual knowledge spoken by Krishna, which gives us full knowledge in a nutshell of the whole of material existence and spiritual existence. Bhagavad Gita teaches us about Maya, the illusory energy, the unseen, unknown controller of everything and everyone in this world. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Tribhir Gunamayar Bhavayar Abhi Sarvam Idang Jagat. This illusory energy through three modes, the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and the mode of ignorance, controls everyone, everything in the whole universe. Krishna also says, Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. This maya, this illusory energy, it has a divine source. It's composed of these three it's composed of these three main influences, very, very difficult to overcome. Maya literally means that which is not. It's the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which makes us strongly identify with the body that we're in. We're spiritual beings in a material body, but we think, I am this body. And we go from body to body to body. We're only in one body for a short time. And in the short time I'm in the body, I think, I'm American, or I'm Indian, or whatever. We make friends, and we make enemies, and we make more karma as we go on to another body. We make more karmic reactions. This Maya practically manifests as karma. This is another Sanskrit word, not karma, karma. There's a slight difference in pronunciation. Karma means personal desire. Everyone is concerned with themselves first. Civilization is an endeavor to balance personal desire with the cooperation which is needed for the benefit of all, so that humans can mutually benefit each other. But basically, everyone's centered on themselves. The United States has championed personal rights, personal liberties, personal freedom over personal responsibility. It's promoted consumerism based on personal desire and greed, which has made the United States grow to the superpower that it is now. But now the United States and the rest of the world is reaping the poisonous fruits of promoting selfishness as the main thrust of everyone's life. The root problem is materialism, selfishness, neglecting our spiritual needs. This is what we should all be concerned about. Immediately, who will be the next POTUS, President of the United States, is, in terms of our present situation in time and space, it is a matter of concern, but in terms of our eternal spiritual existence, it means nothing. Whoever is the next president, Maya, illusion, greed will rule. Suffering and hatred and violence will continue one way or another. The real purpose of human life is to seek freedom from the influence of Maya. This is called moksha. This is another important Sanskrit word, moksha. Freedom from birth, death, old age, and disease. Freedom from elections. Freedom from hatred, greed, strife, and everything that typifies the material world. And ultimately, moksha means to revive our spiritual existence in the spiritual world with Krishna. That can be done by chanting the topmost mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and acting according to Lord Krishna's directions in Bhagavad Gita. The leaders of all nations should take this seriously. Then they could make a real difference in the world. But they won't. They are more in illusion than everyone else. It's the blind leading the blind. In a society of fools, the biggest fool is considered the most important, the most prestigious. So the leaders are not going to take this seriously, but you can. Another point is that whoever wins doesn't win. First thing is they won't be able to solve the problems. Another thing is that being the president of the United States means you have to absorb much of the terrible bad karma that's being generated at every second in the United States. You have to take responsibility, not only politically, but spiritually also. The United States is the greatest country in the world in so many ways. It's also top in sinful influence, leading country in sinfulness. So much violence, murder, wars, instigating wars all over the world, animal slaughter going on. The leader of the nation has to share in that bad karma. So if you want to be the president of the United States, not very likely. You might get something like that in the next life, but it's really better not to aspire to be a politician. It's a bad karma job. Anyway, who will win? No one wins anything in material existence. It's a lose-lose situation. So-called success or failure, happy life or miserable life. We all get born again and again, suffer again and again. So don't be overly concerned with what happens in this world. Chant Hare Krishna and get out of this mess. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanta kalpa tarupyastra.